An agricultural crisis has hit France. Angry farmers say the low price of milk and meat mean they can barely cover their costs. Producers across France accuse supermarkets of keeping prices artificially low, while some farmers dumped manure outside shops and blockaded roads in protest.
20,000 or 25,000 farmers are going to stop because of the prices, and you know what's going on, and you don't do anything for it. That's why we are here now, because we want to everyone to know that we are in big trouble with the government and with our industrial who buy our production.
Well, many blame ill-conceived EU policies for the farming crisis. Well, for instance, this year, milk quotas were lifted after more than 30 years, and milk companies haven't been shy about boosting production in response to that. Europe's largest producers, like Germany and Netherlands, have flooded the markets of other countries, and that's brought down the prices in general. While it's good news for the consumers, of course, it's not so great for the farmers themselves. Political analyst Pierre Schweitzer says the interests of the French producers contradict a key principle of the EU.
One of the principles of the European Union is free trade. And if you want to buy somewhere else in the world or somewhere else in Europe, in the European Union, well, then you're allowed to. But then the French fruit producers will be protesting. Governments in the EU would like to be able to be allowed to encourage their own production, their own local farmers.